Okay, so I'm gonna set out what I told myself that I was gonna do, which is be completely open and transparent here. The reason I don't want to be right now is because I don't want to send anyone down a little rabbit hole or a spiral or get in their head. But I think that if I were on the other end, ew, there's a scary looking bug in my window. Okay. Well, anyway, if I was the person on the other end and I had spiraled about a topic, it would be nice to hear someone talk about this exact topic. Okay. I don't think anyone's gonna spiral. I'm not really in a crazy headspace, but I am a little anxious. But I think talking about it out loud will, one, feel good. And two, I think I will get somewhere with more clarity. I know I feel anxious because I feel that tightness in my throat. Yeah. Got something wrong with my throat chakra, man. I'm on my spiritual journey now, and I mean, this is totally beside the point of what I wanted to even talk about. But I am on my spiritual journey, and I've yet to really. I'm a person that, yes, I'm spiritual and I believe in things that we can't see, but I also need evidence or I need something to get my mind to believe. Like, it has to click in my head on why the energy centers are there. But I do completely believe in energy centers, like an energy field around our body. All right. I'm already getting off topic. So tonight, sorry if I stutter. It's seriously because I feel anxious and my throat just gets very tight and clogged. But okay, we're just gonna be open and honest, okay? I don't want anyone. I seriously am just concerned that it's gonna come off crazy. Like me, because I've never done this before when I recorded an episode where I'm in a moment like this. So it's very weird, but I want this to be out there for people. Anyway, let's move on. Let's just get on with it. So usually my sister is home. We live at home together. And whenever I found that whenever she leaves, either one, I'm very connected with myself and it's rejuvenating for me, or two, I get in a weird headspace and not really a good one, very in my head. But I mean, but and whenever she does leave, I have more time with myself and my mind. And sometimes my mind goes in places where it's not necessarily bad, but uncomfortable feelings kind of arise. So a common topic came up tonight relating to existentialism and depression, and I think when you're really alone, you're and if you're depressed, when you really hone in on those emotions, everything just feels so empty. It's like if you were to get a camera on yourself, you would be the only thing in focus, and everything else around you is pretty blurry. I mean, and just everything's just devoid of anything. I was experiencing this as I was eating my dinner, because usually my sister's around to talk, and you know, when you have someone there with you, you're always in the present moment for the most part. You're laughing with them, talking with them. But no one was in the kitchen. Complete and utter silence. No music sounding good to match my mood. No music is sounding fit enough for me these days. And so I was just in the kitchen trying to eat my soup. And I wanted to go on my phone. I'm like, what is that gonna do? Nothing on my phone is like, I just felt like distracting myself. And so I was like, okay, well, what can I do? You know, I'm gonna go get my journal. That is something I do when I am alone and I need something. I'm like, okay, I actually have stuff I want to get off my chest. And so I brought my journal down and I was journaling as I was eating. And I want to read what I wrote. That could be perfect. I don't even know what I'm going to title this episode. But anyway, I think I'm just going to read it now and then do the explaining later. Also, I do want to mention, when you are having these feelings of depression, it can feel like life is a lot of work and you're trudging through water. Not even water, it's like mud. You're walking in mud. Sometimes, like thick water. It really depends how depressed you're feeling that day. Anyway, let me just read. And then we'll do all the explanations and going into the details after. Here's the complicated feelings of my life. Nothing is really inspiring me to live. I don't want to get a job. Oh, I forgot to give my little disclaimer. I do talk about suicidal ideations, passive, and then also the topic of suicide. If you think that's going to be triggering for you, by all means, please pause this. I don't want to trigger anyone. And if you also struggle with existential spiraling, well, one, I do address my theory on life, or I will. But if either of those topics for you are it's very sensitive to you, please make whatever decision is best for you. And if you don't think that'd be good for you to listen to this, then don't. But like I said, like, it is scary to feel like you could be responsible for triggering someone, and I don't want to do that at all. But at the same time, if no one talked about, like, I just want to be your friend. I would talk to my close friends about this stuff, and I want you to be able to have someone that does talk about these things, and it's not taboo. It's, you know, it's nice to hear when other people are going through it too, so. Yeah. Okay. Now I'll carry on. Here's the complicated feelings of my life. Nothing is really inspiring me to live. I don't want to get a job. I think for the people that discover that life is essentially meaningless and that life has very unnecessary pressures, life is an opportunity given to us. So, I mean, in that sense, I mean, I'm not reading off the journal now. I guess I will do some explaining while I read it. Instead of life being like, wow, this is amazing, life is, we look at it as an opportunity. So I call myself a nihilist because a nihilist is a person that thinks that life is meaningless. But that can be, it's a fine line I'm walking on because it can go positive or negative, and I think to survive in life, you do have to think about things positively, or else you're just going to be miserable. So, for someone that, I mean, there are people that think that life is purposeful. Say, my parents that are religious, they're like, I'm here for a reason. There's a purpose to my existence. Like, God wanted me to be here. He blessed me with my life. And every day they wake up, they're like, I'm here for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. And so for me, believing that life is essentially meaningless, to flip it in a positive way, I say, okay, well, I don't think I was born for a reason, but now that I am here, I have to make the most of it. And so that's what I mean by life being an opportunity. It's like I can take advantage of me being here and try to do good and try to emulate goodness. Rather than saying, oh, well, it was meant to be that I was born so I could do all of these good things and help other people. It's more, okay, I'm already here. And since I am already here, I do see people that are suffering around me and I want to be able to help them. I have roots. I have siblings and I have parents and I want to enjoy my time with them. This, since I'm here and alive, I get to experience happiness and laughter and love with these people. And since I am a human being with hands and a brain, I can go and do things in the world that would alleviate other people's suffering. So those kinds of opportunities. But with that mindset, it does get hard because life doesn't always feel good. And when I am suffering or when I am in pain, all of those positive opportunities aren't always at the forefront of my mind. And I am focused on how much pain I am in the moment. And that's when the pain just feels so unnecessary. It's like, okay, well, there's not even a reason that I was here. So it almost is like I am suffering for no reason. At least that's the dominating thought when I am suffering, say, a depressive episode or a very anxious episode. In those moments, it's very hard to cope with existing or just cope with the very uncomfortable feelings that come with existing. So life, it's really complicated. But anyway, let's just get back to the journal entry. That's another topic that I want to discuss on here. Positive and negative nihilism. Okay, anyway. Okay, the moment we are born, we are given this playground where we can do anything within the laws of nature in this world. Perhaps I am stuck in the infinite now, and before I was in the finite. What is it about this world that is making this opportunity one I don't feel like taking up? I don't have the mental nor physical energy. I'm tired. That answer was enlightening. I write in parentheses. Existing can feel really uncomfortable. Feeling depressed, anxious in my head. My body physically hurts, so that's also making it even more unpleasant to exist. I'm suffering from a chronic back and neck injury right now for the past over 2 years. So why is killing oneself so terrible? Don't worry, I'm going to dig into this topic and essentially say that, like, yes, it's ideal for everyone to live. Well, let me just read on. If we have supposed free will, shouldn't a person be allowed to choose if they want this opportunity or not? Opportunity of life. Should family and friends be happy for that person for having the freedom to choose and getting what they want? Let's unfold the unspoken, quote-unquote, obvious. Well, listing out reasons why people do, like, it is terrible when we hear that someone has killed themselves. 1. People will miss that person's presence. 2. People now understand that that person was hurting so much that they wanted to choose to have nothing and give up the possible good in their future. 3. That person inflicted harm upon themselves, so they were open to doing that because of how much pain they were in. So could we not turn the narrative around and not say, could we not turn the narrative around and say, hey, you family and friends are being selfish because you aren't letting this person do what they truly want to do. Why is it so terrible for someone to want to pass up this opportunity called living? Maybe the person who killed themselves isn't selfish at all, as people commonly think, in parentheses. Just a side note, I do this a lot when I'm journaling, by the way. I ask questions and I don't necessarily have answers. So when I ask, could we not say that the other people are being selfish? It's just considering another point of view of a situation. I'm not saying whether or not I think one thing definitively over another. It's just asking a question and giving myself something to think about. Okay, back to the entry, the journal entry. I think the saddest truth is that we live in a world where we make this opportunity of life something to pass up on. And passing up on it causes a lot of pain for the individual and those around. So ideally, we should make this
age turn.
Make this opportunity something everyone will surely say yes to. So why do we let the world have unnecessary hurt? Then I listed some things that first came to mind that are unnecessary. The overworking of students. Why do we need students to work so hard? Why do we need the most efficient world? Why the fastest / smartest business workers? Where's the freedom? Another example, the pressure to get a modern day job. Where's the creative living? What happened to a world of free, limitless opportunity? Okay, so if my life had total freedom and no pressure, would I be more excited about this opportunity? We are forced to comply with the rules of the modern world. I mean, unless I move to one of those unique communities like in the show Down to Earth with Zac Efron. Parentheses. And well, in parentheses. I don't even know where I'm going with this anymore.
Humans coming to work together is actually corrosive.
When people say the word society, it's usually used in a negative point of view. Quote unquote, societal, ... expectations naturally follows that word. If I could make the world here a freer and happier place, I would. I don't understand why there's greed or
page turn.
Or malicious actions or bad things. Call it the law of nature. You cannot have good without bad. You cannot have one without the other. So, is it worth it? Have both over nothing? It's a hard question to answer. Nevertheless, I am here now. And knowing the pain I'd caused by killing myself makes it not worth it. Also, knowing I wouldn't kill myself and living with dread is not worth it. You can not want to kill yourself while still having existential dread, wanting to not exist, while knowing you won't kill yourself. So, where do I go from here? Make the most of it, and maybe stop wanting something I won't be able to have. How can I make the most of this? Well, honestly, it is hard to stay positive when existing feels hard. I guess go do the things you enjoy and accept that life cannot feel good all the time. In parentheses.
What shallow advice.
I want to come up with something better. I don't know if how people journal, but I'm usually just talking to myself. All right. Finding a passion, a reason you want to be alive. I mean, I'm passionate about expressing myself. Wouldn't helping those who are suffering give me purpose? Sure. I'm already here. Might as well alleviate the suffering. I know my reasons for life being awesome. I can see sunsets, read wonderful books,
page turn,
feel love, watch amazing TV shows, laugh. But it is all that time in between that makes it so exhausting, having to maintain yourself. But I'm keeping in mind, I'm speaking from a depressed state of mind, and maybe normally it isn't so exhausting maintaining the self? Question mark. Okay, for now I'm going to go do stuff I enjoy. But sometimes you wonder if the things you enjoy make all the energy worth it. Why anything? Anything is why. Because anything could have existed. I know it's pointless to sit in this dread, because it's self-sabotage. I might as well carry on. It's funny because we're envious for the lives that others live, while they can be just as unhappy with their life. So what's the best way? Honestly, to follow what makes you want to be alive. What makes me want to do that? Doing pottery, ice skating, like actually ice skating, dancing, spending time with my sister. And then in parentheses, doing fun stuff with my body. So like, with the dancing and ice skating theme and, you know, other fun stuff. Watching fun TV shows, laughing with people, making art, looking at the sunset and clouds, reading fun books. Okay, why am I not ice skating? Question mark. Okay. Okay, that's where I ended it. Yeah, it might sound a little all over the place. like, not really, not all over the place, but like I jump from topic to another topic. And it's because I sit there after I write and then I sit and then more thoughts come. So anyway, I just wanted to read that so you could see, and without making comments, so you can just hear where my train of thought was. This is hard. I'm drinking seltzer water and it's making me have to burp. Can't, I don't want to burp in the mic. Like, I could, but it'd be full of burps and I would have to edit them out. Like, I can include one. That's for S's and G's, you know? This is the Alyssa now that is editing this audio. And I just want to say that little noise before, that was the burp. I can't believe that. Well, first of all, that's pathetic. Second of all, I didn't even, I'm surprised the mic didn't even pick up on more of a burp. All right, that's all. Carry on. All right, there was a lot of comments that I wanted to make. Let's go back to the beginning. All right, I wanted to make a comment where I talked about, am I in the infinite now? And when before I was in the finite, I was listening to this podcast before, and it's called Philosophize This. I can't exactly remember what the episode was, but this philosopher believed that anxiety comes from a person being stuck in the infinite. Basically saying that there's so many roads that someone can take and so many decisions. And the person that can't make decisions is the person that is stuck in the infinite, and that causes anxiety. So in a modern sense, say you're trying to pick your career and you can't pick your career. That's what's causing you anxiety, because you're stuck in the infinite, the limitless possibilities, and you can't just choose one. And then the finite would be, I was referring to myself when I was stuck in the finite, me being not knowing, or sorry, me being the finite, me feeling like I'm trapped in school. When I was in school, I felt like I was on this routine all the time. I woke up, had to meditate and journal right away, but only for a short amount of time so I could get ready and make it on time for class. And I had to make sure I packed my lunch so I had time to go to the gym and then eat after, then study right after I had gone to biochemistry. And then after I ate and worked out, then it's more studying. And then head home, eat dinner, okay, eat dinner quickly so then I can make it back to campus for my club meeting. Go back home, do homework as soon as possible, get to bed as soon as possible so you get as much sleep as you can. Oh, but make sure you can journal to get all this stress off your chest, right? And then wake up and do it again. And it was just this routine of, I wasn't even enjoying myself at all. At all, I was not enjoying myself, and I just felt stuck. Like, I had no space for creativity, no space for enjoyment, and felt like I was doing it all for nothing. Yes, for a degree, but I mean, things are not worth it if you are not having a good time. I don't care what people say when they're like, you have to work hard and then you can have the delayed gratification. Okay, but if you are really suffering for, say, 2 years just to get something in the end, what's the point? If life is about living in the present moment, then, I mean, that does not align with that. That life I was living does not align with living in the present moment. Now, yeah, life isn't perfect, but for me, that was my experience in school. I struggled. I really didn't have many happy moments. For people that did have friends in school and maybe do now, I mean, that's definitely something that you need, but I struggled to make close friends, and so I think that contributed to why I felt so miserable. But, like, let's not get into that now. Anyway, that's what I mean by stuck in the finite. And then me being stuck in the infinite now, well, I took a break from school for my mental health. And And now I don't know what I want to do. I wanna start a career. I mean, it's inevitable. We do have to have a career. Yeah, it sucks. Especially what I was writing about before. I'm like, I don't even want to get a job. Because life is just a lot of work. And I'm exhausted already. And I'm stuck in the infinite because, I mean, what do I do now? Can I just enjoy my life like I've been doing? But then when do I have to start my real life? Like right now, I could go take ice skating lessons. I could go take that pottery class that I wanted to. I can do all of that. But then I don't want to use all that money on there. And my parents would definitely be paying for it for me, which is very nice of them because I have very generous parents. I don't want to use their money. Okay, so that's, I mean, I guess that could be stuck in the infinite. Like, oh, what's the best way to use my time? And then also stuck in the infinite because I have no idea what the fuck I want to do with my life or how I'm going to get there or, you know, I don't know any of that. And so I'm just in this very lost position. That's what I meant by that. Okay, next thing I wanted to talk about was where I mentioned societal expectations. I was talking about the unnecessary hurt in the world and how humans working together is actually corrosive. How we are actually destructive. Now, getting together and doing stuff and improving technology, yeah, there are amazing things that have come from that. Like, whoever invented contact lenses, thank you very much. Like, and obviously that took multiple people. But at the same time, do we really need to be, like, I feel like we, or I need to stop saying I feel like, I think that, I'm trying to work on that. To say I think that instead of I feel like, we all do it. Anyway, I think that we have gotten to a point where we really have everything that could possibly be convenient. Almost, like the majority of things. And so I don't understand why we are trying so hard to become the most efficient country ever. Every country wants their GDP to be better than the countries next door. Everyone wants, like, just the most efficient economy. Everyone wants the, I don't even know, just the best of everything. People want their businesses to be thriving. People want to be making as much money as possible. People want things to be done faster and to produce more. And so as a society, like, yes, we can work together towards these goals, but is that necessary? Is it necessary for us to be continually trying to work for something better? Of course, improvement is a good thing. I just don't think that we need to put pressure on people to constantly be improving everything. I think that change and therefore improving is inevitable. And so we don't need to tell ourselves to work harder because naturally we will create something better. I mean, human life is substantially better than it was in the past. We have fresh water at our disposal. I mean, at least in the US, not every country has that privilege, but the technology to get clean water, it makes it a lot more accessible. Having imported goods, we get to have novelties that are in our country that aren't even novelties anymore because we do have ships that can move efficiently and work efficiently, etc. And so this unnecessary pressure that is put on everyone to constantly achieve something great, it's making people break down, and that's what I mean by it being unnecessary. I guess that's what I was trying to say. And then also talking about societal expectations, we all know how that goes. just feeling that overwhelming pressure to be more, to do more, to be successful, to look attractive, everything. So people are just being overworked because of someone's external goal. I mean, why would it be? Let's take someone who works for some sort of corporate business. Is it really their goal for the company to be making as much money as they can and also producing things in the most efficient manner? I mean, no, they are just one person, a part of this grand scheme of things. They're just trying to do their job. So really, people are just suffering by the hands of someone else's goal. I don't know if I said that right. I don't know. Let's just go with it. You know what I mean? So we have that. That's what I mean by unnecessary hurt in the world. And the societal expectations. The fact that, yes, we have social media and just technology and, I mean, the whole world is united. Yippee. Us banding together has just created this voice that almost it seems like a singular force when really it's a billion individuals. But you see that common themes tend to arise. Like, where did they come from? Where did that common idea come from? And anyone that falls out of that ideal version of whatever people are saying is the right way, you don't feel accepted and you feel the pressure to change, or at least it is hard to be your individualized self. So yeah, unnecessary hurt in this world. I said, so why do we let the world have it, have unnecessary hurt, when this life is an opportunity? I think that's all I wanted to make notes on. I was thinking that I could give my little comments after I had read it all, but I wanted, yeah, like I said, I just wanted to read through the whole thing. Man, my brain is blank now. I was in the kitchen just thinking and journaling, and now I'm talking about it out loud. I was just reading off of it. Yeah, so where do we go from here? Being a person that struggles with depression and often feelings of existential dread, just not wanting to be here. I mean, I wrote it. I said, it's pointless feeling this way. Because at the end of the day, I know I have my roots. I wouldn't want to do that to my family. I want to adopt kids someday. I want to save kids from the foster system. I want to be that person that can help other people. And if I'm not here, I can't do that. If I wasn't here anymore, my family, I would never want to do that to them. That hurt that they would feel for years. The possible good I can bring to this planet. I'm like, I know I have good to bring this planet. I know I can be a helpful hand in anything. I could go to, not a missions trip, but help some communities around here, around the world, where people need help. I could be someone that contributes to that. Helping people that are suffering, helping people that need help. And I wouldn't want to rob people of that from another helping hand. At the same time, I don't want to rob myself of this experience. Sometimes when I really feel that existential dread, I should be fighting for this for myself, fighting to be here, because I don't want to get robbed of this opportunity. I'm not going to let the world do that to me. If the world was completely free, no, seriously, if it was like how it was centuries ago, when I think about this, I'm like, when we were just trading stuff. We didn't have to get a modern day job. We just gathered. You know, I would collect berries off of bushes and I would trade them. I love trail mix. Yeah, I'd go pick some berries. I'd pick some nuts and I'd trade them in for something cool, like a sketchbook. Sure. No, I don't know. I don't know what they were trading. Were they could I trade trail mix for a sketchbook? I don't know. But I mean, in simpler times when there wasn't this designated job that you would have, like, oh, what do you want to be? I'm going to be a veterinarian. You know, we didn't have that. And so we feel very limited, and limited in the way that we get there too, that path. Yes, graduate high school, then go to college, then get your degree. Probably get another degree because, you know, your bachelor's degree just isn't enough these days. And then get your job. Damn, okay. Sure. This all planned out for me, okay? And so you just feel like you don't have the freedom to do what you want. It's like, what do you really want? If you had no one to tell you what your options were, what would you be passionate about doing? And I'm trying to figure that out now. I'm like, but it just sucks though how we have to tell ourselves, whatever I'm passionate about, I have to be able to make a living off of it. And that's a hard position to be in, and I don't know if there's a way around that. But I do want to believe that if I do follow what I'm passionate about, that I will be able to make a living off of it. Because, I mean, you know, I hate saying the word money. Like, yeah, money will follow that. But yes, money is something that we do need to live, to pay for a place to live, to pay for food. So, yeah. So I do think that, I mean, I believe in the good in the universe, and by you believing that you are emulating good and you're open to receiving good, I think it will come. And again, not again, I didn't even say it yet, but again to myself, I guess. Doing something that you're passionate about and having that purposeful life to you, not necessarily by anyone else's metrics, that is a rich life. You know, the success, that is success. And I do believe that I will be able to make a living on whatever I find my passion to be. All right, this is really, I'm sorry, I didn't write an outline for this or bulleted notes. I just wanted to talk about from a raw moment. Anyway, at the end of the day, we can't change this world around us. As much as I resist existing sometimes because I'm like, I hate that this and this and this. I hate that we have greed in this world. I hate that people are suffering. Why do people die of cancer? Why do loved ones die? Like, it just feels like life is riddled with all this bad. And I'm like, is any of it even worth it? And sometimes I really tell myself, I'd literally rather have nothing than to have to feel this way. And people that hear that and they're like, what do you mean? There's all this good in the, like, all this good around you. They're like my dad. Oh my gosh. He's like, life is beautiful, he'll just say. I'm like, okay, you've never experienced a low like I have. And sometimes you really just do feel like, well, wow, I'd rather just have nothing than to know this feeling. I'd rather know nothing than to know this feeling. But like I said, at the end of the day, I'm gonna stay here because of the good that I know I can bring to this world. And also me not wanting to get robbed of this experience. Because yeah, there are hella cool things on this planet to do. The sunsets do look gorgeous. The air does feel good when I breathe it in. You know? And I don't have all the answers for you. Whatever your questions are, I'm just speaking from where I'm at, and perhaps where I'm at is a similar place that you are, but I'm sorry, I don't have all the answers. So anyway, where do we go from here then? Where do I go from here? That's why I'm talking out loud, because I'm trying to get to a place of clarity. So let me get this straight. Yes, I know I'm not gonna, you know, end my life. I mean, I've never been actively suicidal, just passively, because of the roots that I have here. And I also, I can't fathom inflicting pain upon myself like that, like how to go about that. Like, death honestly scares me. So, but like I wrote, I said, you could not want to kill yourself while also still having existential dread. I mean, I know my feelings. When I feel existential dread, sometimes I'm up till late hours of the night, some till like 5 a.m., 7 a.m. sometimes keeps me up. Usually it's a 4 a.m. That's the average. And I've learned, I'm like, hey, Alyssa, just feeling that dread doesn't really get me anywhere. You know what? It actually makes me more depressed the next day because I stayed up so late, didn't get a lot of sleep. Now here I am. I also didn't get a lot of hours of sunlight because I woke up late. And I'm like resisting existing. That's what I was doing. So how can I come to terms with being here? Really, the answer sounds so simple. It's making the most of everything that's here. And talking about it, now that I'm talking about it out loud, I'm like, where was my problem? Things sound so much simpler out loud than in your head. I'm like, okay, Alyssa, you were feeling dread about this? Well, you don't have to feel dread about it. I mean, you can, but at the end of the day, you are most likely gonna be alive here tomorrow. And so really, you just have to find the best way to continue. And I mean, we go through phases when continuing is, you know, we're fine, we're doing it. And then on the other hand, we just break down and it feels so hard and we don't want to get back up. And it just feels like we're constantly having to swim through mud, like I said. But I guess that's something I have to accept right now, that yes, I know I'm going to keep going, but yes, sometimes it's going to be really hard. And I think when those times, when it feels like I don't want to keep going anymore, I can let myself take a rest day, or not even days. I can let myself just do nothing. Like, ask myself, okay, what is it that I'm going to enjoy? But I will say, like, yes, it is hard to go do the things you want to enjoy, because the things that you're enjoying in that moment, it's like a distraction from that feeling of not wanting to be here. I don't think you have to categorize your thoughts as, oh, is this an active, is this a passive suicidal ideation? Is this just existential dread? I mean, for me, I would just be like, okay, I want to evaporate. I want everything to cease to exist, everything to stop. I didn't want to disappear myself. I want everything to, because I didn't want anyone to be affected by my evaporation. I think in times like this, the best way to handle it is to accept, okay, I am here now. And yes, it is difficult in this moment, but I'm going to go do something that I enjoy right now. Like, why am I even talking about this right now? I could be reading my book right now. I started reading The Midnight Library. I also want to read my book, Circe. So, yeah, I'm like, why am I even talking about this? Yeah, I don't think that this is an easy topic to talk about. I think it is very complex, and like, there's always something I can learn about how to handle the situation. But I think for me, I'm almost like, why did I even go into this mindset? What was the problem? I think the problem for me was feeling directionless. Yeah. But for me, I think, oh my gosh, I didn't even explain my philosophy on the meaning of life. I mean, that's a whole nother thing, but here's a short little version of it. I think it's literally to exist, to experience. And I mean, experiencing it can be really uncomfortable sometimes, but I mean, I'm just going to tell you this, as I would tell myself, you are someone that can bring something into this world. I promise you that. Someone out there, at least one person, is going to thank you so much for being here. Like my sister, she struggles with suicidal ideation, and let me tell, I am not grateful for a more grateful for a person in this world than her. I don't know, that's hard to say when I love both my parents, but I don't know, she might be like up there by, but anyway, besides the point, I'm so grateful for her being here. I would not be able to do it without her. And someone, even though it's not right now, you are going to be able to bring your unique personality to the table, and someone's going to be really grateful that you are you, because they're like, hey, I'm just like them. And now that I see them, I'm not so alone, because we're really similar, and it's nice to feel validated and feel like I have someone just like me out there. Like, I don't feel as alone anymore. Or you're going to be someone that was able to help someone else through something, and they're going to be so grateful that you were there to do that. Or you're going to bring something to the table. Like, say you're going to be an amazing artist. Your art, so moving to other people. You have no idea who you are going to be to other people one day. I promise you, I think that everyone has something to bring. And we're here already, right? And so I think the goal now is just to enjoy it as much as we can, and then to help other people enjoy it as best as we can. I don't think that there is a meaning other than to experience. And so every day I'm like, you know, I'm going to try to make it the best experience that I can. Okay. I can't really talk about this anymore, because now it's getting to the point that it's draining and I just want to go read my books. But I don't even know if I'm going to share this one, because I feel like it was a little all over the place, because I didn't have anything planned except reading out loud and reflecting on it. But like I said, oh my gosh, you guys are going to get annoyed with me, but I'm sorry. I really do have to explain like why it doesn't feel like there's order to it. It's literally because I'm talking out loud. I'm probably going to re-listen to it and have a billion things that I want to add to it and say, but this is just my headspace now. I hope that you can relate to it. I hope that it was helpful. And if nothing what I said was helpful, I hope that hearing it in itself was helpful, just knowing that you're not the only one out there thinking about these things or experiencing and feeling these things. So over time, we will figure out ways to cope better and ways to think better. But I think for now, the way I'm finished out this journal entry, and yeah, I think I'm at a better spot than when I started writing. You kind of just realize how the answer is right in front of your face once you start running out a problem. It's like you yourself have the answers, actually. Not always, but you can. And then talking about it out loud, you kind of realize the problem is actually not as complex as it was in my head. Because I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. I'm like, I feel like, did I solve it? No, I'm playing. Because don't worry, this problem will come back around and I'll have to write about it again. And then I'll maybe find a better solution. Maybe it's similar to the solution I found today. But it's going to be, it's going to have more detail in it. It'll be a bigger Band-Aid. All right, that's enough out of me. I hope that you have a marvelous day, marvelous night. Go do something you enjoy, seriously. Don't feel like you need to work for it, because you don't. Listen to me. You're here to experience. Go experience things in however way you want. Whatever is going to make you, whatever makes you excited, go and do that. Okay. Thanks for listening. I really wish you the best. Oh my gosh, it sounds like I'm saying farewell. I need to cut that out. It sounds like I'm saying like bye forever. No, I'll see you soon. Bye.